Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The left fielder, Max Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Russell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Charlie Gilbert. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Erickson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Erickson. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive off the glove of Haas, and into shallow left field. Hack reaches second base with a double. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to third. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball four. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hack scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to third. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Russell. The throw from Lamarno and he is out, Frey applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sauer moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lamarno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nicholson. Frey goes all the way around to score. Marshall moves to second. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sauer is walked intentionally. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to third. Sauer moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a line drive into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lamarno hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walters moves to second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson who is chasing the ball. Frey reaches third base with a triple. Walters scores. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Reds. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frey scores. It's 4-1, Reds. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morello. Marshall moves to third. Sauer moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-1, Reds. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCormick for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sauer juggles the ball. That's an error on Sauer. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilbert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Russell. Joost reaches second base with a double. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Frey strikes out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson throws the ball into Morello, who tags Marshall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Juice scores. It's 9-1, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hack is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morello is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Haas trying to get to third. Gilbert throws the ball into Hack, who tags Haas for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 10-1, Reds. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Frey strikes out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilbert takes first base on ball 4. Stringer moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Fleming now pitching. Chico Hernandez now catching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Haas takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sauer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lamarno strikes out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sauer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilbert for the out. Two outs. Chico Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Lou Novikoff pinch hits for Bill Fleming. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff hits a pop-up towards third. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.